Anti-Israel demonstrators took to the streets in many Arab capitals Saturday, and leaders across the region condemned the Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. The Arab League initially announced an emergency meeting for today in Cairo, only to postpone it for 3 days when Arab foreign ministers could not change their schedules. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Cairo. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Leanne.
President Mahmoud Abbas, who heads the Palestinian Fatah movement that controls the West Bank but not Gaza, arrived in Cairo today. What has he been saying about the Israeli attacks?
Well, a little surprisingly, he essentially said it was Hamas's fault for allowing the ceasefire to end, which strikes many Egyptians as the same kind of argument Israel's making. Abbas said, quote, "We pleaded with them," meaning Hamas, "please do not end the ceasefire so we can avert what has now happened." And this kind of comment really illustrates the depth of the split between the secular Fatah and the Islamist Hamas movements. You don't often hear Palestinian leaders blaming each other when the powerful Israeli army is still hammering Palestinian targets. It is possible that Fatah has one eye on whatever political gains might come out of this violence, although in the past, whenever Hamas has been attacked, its own popularity has soared. Some analysts here are speculating about a possible divide-and-conquer strategy that would leave Hamas physically devastated and Fatah politically weak as the new American administration takes office.
The Egyptians have long walked a very delicate line in their relations with both Hamas and Fatah. How are they handling this crisis?
Still delicately, no question about it, Leanne. The President Mubarak did join the chorus of condemnation of the Israeli airstrikes yesterday, but today Egyptian officials were back to blaming Hamas. The issue was humanitarian assistance. Mubarak last night ordered the Rafah crossing open to receive Palestinian wounded. That's something that Egypt has taken a lot of heat over from other Arab states, leaving that border closed most of the time, which is in effect cooperating in the Israeli closure of Gaza in the eyes of critics. And that has at times approached humanitarian crisis levels. So today, Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghaid said Egyptian rescue crews are standing by on the Egyptian side of the border to get the wounded, but no one was being allowed to cross. Now, in the longer term, of course, Hamas wants this border open permanently, but Egypt is reluctant to face a huge new population of needy people that it can't really afford to support.
And briefly, Peter, the Arab League delayed its meeting. The splits among the various Arab states have prevented unified action in the past on Gaza. Can they reach a unified position now?
Yeah, or if they do, will it be so watered down as to be meaningless? This is a long-standing problem for the Arab League. Some states are very pro-Hamas and have condemned Egypt for not doing more. Egypt essentially views Hamas as an outgrowth of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have never embraced Hamas's takeover of Gaza. So analysts here are saying that this delay of the Arab League meeting means they're having trouble agreeing again.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo. Peter, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Leanne.